Om Shanti. Today we are very happy to have Brother Charlie with us. So Charlie Bhai is one of the oldest double foreigner brothers. He's been with Baba for over 45 years. Charlie Bhai has traveled internationally and he's much sought after meditation teacher, speaker and a retreat leader. So currently Charlie Bhai is based in Australia, overseeing Australasia region. So Baba often mentions in Murli that power of silence is superior to power of science, and often encourages us to explore and experiment with power of silence on ourselves, on matter and other souls. So today Charlie Bhai would help us explore this topic, silence, and experiments with silence. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Sister Shweta. And welcome to everybody in the hall, and welcome to everybody online. Can everyone in the hall give a wave to everyone online? They can't see you, but they're all waving. Because the beauty of this season is not so many of us here, but there's so many around the world. So let's invoke them into Harmony Hall, the world family. I think many of us were in Pandav Bhavan last night for meditation at the Tower of Peace. Who was there last night? Who felt the ocean of silence descend? Wow, I got this. I was feeling as I was sitting there that there's no sweeter experience than, it's not just a physical silence, it's a fragrance that sort of massages your inner world and just cools you down, calms you down, and pulls you into a feeling of being full, a feeling of being complete, a feeling of really reconnecting with my essential and true self. And this morning we thought that I'm just going to share for 10 or 15 minutes, and then we'll have little periods of sound and silence and sound and silence, because Baba gives us this challenge to live in this world of action, to live in this world of sound, to engage in relationship and yet still go into silence. And this is, I think, probably one of the greatest challenges for most of us, to find how to bridge those two worlds. As time goes by, I think some things increase in value. As time goes by, I think silence will increase in value exponentially. It's going to go like this. And I had an amazing experience when Daddyji left the body. In 2007, I flew in just a day before she left the body. And when she left the body, thousands of Brahmins descended on Shantivan. But we were requested just to remain in that dignity for the great soul who departed and maintain a silence. And I just had the most incredible experience of tens of thousands of people not speaking much. And even in just those 3 days, we didn't even eat much. We had bananas and chai. That was my memory. That was the diet. But it was amazing, because I felt almost instantly I began to communicate with others through vibrations, through signals. And you know, I got a real vision of the final scenes of this drama. I really believe that as the world goes into its final phase of upheaval, the Brahmins will go into a depth of silence. And that feeling, we won't speak much, but our whole communication will be in silence through that, these subtle feelings. And in a way, I think the last 2 years of COVID have really helped us move from an action-orientated Brahman life to maybe a more subtle Brahman life, a service through a much more subtle way. And many times I sort of love to reflect on my journey, you know, this amazing life which we lead. And I often feel that first step when we come to Baba, we step out of body consciousness into, you know, a Brahman life. That's a huge step. We adopt a completely different lifestyle, but it's more based on belief. And we have faith in Baba, but we're just new. And so there's still a lot of peacelessness comes. I see Baba's huge task, and I put up my hand and I say, Baba, I'm going to support your task. But initially, I serve through my skills, my talents, you know, my abilities, my intelligence, my education. But I think when we really become the angel, when we move from a serviceable soul to an angel, it's like serving through the power of a silent mind. In other words, service is giving a feeling to other souls. It's emerging a vibration. And this is the sort of service which really has an incredible impact. And I have a memory when I began my, well, actually it was about 20 years ago, I think, I had a retreat, a silence retreat. And it was for 1 week. And when we got there, we all decided that we began to decide, you know, what we were going to do in that week of silence. Everyone had bought things to read. Everyone bought things to sort of write about, etc. And we just decided to have a whole week just me and Baba. No reading, no writing, no engagement, just me and Baba. It was such a profound week for me. And my first realization was just how much time I spend in communication and relationship. It's good. That's all okay. It's not that it's bad, that stuff, but it engrosses your thinking and your inner world. And when I was free from that, I found that I had so much time to go into the depth of soul consciousness and Baba. But also observe that when you're free without all the usual distractions, the mind can turn on itself a bit. You know how the mind can do that. And we start to visit our karmic story and we can go down the memory track of the past and start to unpack what happened and how it happened. But I began to realize both things are necessary. I need to learn how to dip into the silence of soul consciousness and Baba, but have the honesty to really see what remains in me that needs real change. And you know, the experience that I had was that this is my truth. You know, I belong here, as we all do. But, you know, how much do I really live and experience my truth? You know, how much am I still sort of a devotee soul? Or how much am I really a Brahman? Am I really living this truth from Baba? And I began to feel that even as Brahmans, we're often distracted from the ultimate aim of this life, the truth of this life, to engage in the depth of who I am in a relationship with God, which emerges a power of silence that just shifts me and is going to shift the whole world. It's going to move everything around me. And often I feel, as I absorb God's truth into my being, how does it emerge? When I absorb it into the essence of my being, it comes out in this fragrance of silence, which is a state of being. It's a state of fullness. For me, it's like a natural state where I don't want anything. You know that lovely feel? I don't need anything. I feel full. It's like there's minimal thought and maximum experience. It's even a state where you don't feel like I have to make effort. I have to try to do something. You're just in the zone. You're just being in that sweet place. It's like a state of cleanliness and a state of purity, a state of incredible detachment. And it's almost like when I absorb Baba's truth into my being and I unpack it, the ultimate experience when we absorb the ocean of knowledge is this incredible, sweet feeling of silence inside, which is the ultimate energy really to serve. And, you know, sometimes I think that we have a huge challenge, you know, in our lives, because this is our challenge really. We live in a world of noise. We live in a world of busyness. We live in a world of distractions. And yet Baba asks us to fathom the depths of silence. Is it easy? Is it easy? Not getting much response, maybe on the camera. You know, that's our challenge, and I think, and sometimes I have the thought that the mind is bombarded with information. We live in a world where there's this constant bombardment of people and opinions and situations, and that's just the outer noise. There's the inner noise of all my own processing and my own story and my own reflections and processing my feelings and all the stories I carry in my head about my life and other people around me. And sometimes I think even as Brahmins, we crave silence, we crave a stillness, we crave a mind at rest. But you know, sometimes I think we are wary of silence, maybe even we fear silence, because the noise has a purpose, the distractions has a purpose, the busyness has a purpose. Because it's like a form of avoidance or denial to really go deep and see with absolute clarity, who am I? And I can remember on that silence retreat, I realized that to go into silence, you need a lot of honesty. Because silence is like a mirror. You can see yourself. You can see clearly who you are. And if that's not comfortable, we just revert to the distractions of running, rushing, doing. Because it keeps me a little bit beyond that reality of sometimes where I really have to see deeply, who am I and really what do I need in this life with Baba. And I feel that silence is something which is going to be the great power to sustain me. And what I'd really love to do over the next however many minutes we have, 40, 50 minutes, is to move a little bit from sound into silence, back to sound into silence. And I will just share for a minute or two and then we'll have a bit of silence and a little bit of commentary. And I want to begin with the silence of the mind, which is the absence of all the noise of the mind, the noise of confusion, the noise of chronic overanalysis, the noise of attraction and repulsion, the noise of desires. This is the noise. My own experience is that the overactive mind is just driven by this internal noise, and this noise, in a sense, suppresses my ability for silence. So let's begin to ask Suresh Bhai, our dear brother who looks after us since this place began, Gyan Sarovar, with sound, if he can put on a little bit of music. I'm going to ask everyone if you can put down pens and phones, if it's possible, to put the phone away. And let me begin the highest journey for the human soul. Back to the ultimate truth. Of my original state. Of fullness. a depth of pure divine silence. I began the cycle in a natural state of silence. It permeated everything. I came to the cock bridge, and the inner noise began. The mental noise, the emotional noise, the karmic noise. And when I reached the Iron Age, this precious internal feeling is completely gone. And what is left is a deep grief, a loss of my original state. Then I come in front of Baba, Baba says, "Child, you are a soul. When you forgot yourself, the noise began. And now, as much as you return to your original state of soul consciousness, automatically it invokes my inner silence. I don't have to try to become something. I just have to return to what I was." So we all begin the return journey to live as an infinitesimal spark. As much as I let go the layers that I've accumulated of temporary identity, that's how deep my silence becomes. Feel yourself withdrawing, letting go, stepping back, to this point. Sitting lightly in the forehead, just keep withdrawing, letting go. And begin to feel that I am incorporeal, non-physical, completely distinct from this temporary body. Become smaller and smaller. Until you feel totally separate, the more I feel detached from this temporary form. Feel silence invoking you. Feel the silence. Feel my eternal incorporeal state. Go, the deeper I withdraw, the deeper the silence. Keep holding these sweet feelings. Hold this fragrance in your mind. And while holding it, let me step back into this world of sound. World of action and movement. Let me move from the silence of the mind to the silence of the heart. The absence of all the emotional noise. All the loud cacophony of conflicts, differences, hurts, feeling unloved, rejected. How loud is this noise at the end of the cycle? To really heal this noise. There's only one thing. the experience of true love from Baba. This noise is the result of a lack of true love, a lack of true belonging. And in my desperate search, clinging on to temporary, dependent relationships, as I came down the cycle, I began to search for this true love. A memory of perfection and love. So I invested my heart in relationships. I gave everything. But no relationship was permanent. Whether it's time, whether it's change, whether it's conflict or death, the object of my life, my love, disappeared. The noise became so loud. Come to heal this noise within me. Baba, you are the lover of the soul. You are my mother. I can open my heart completely in front of you. I have nothing to hide, nothing to fear. Baba, for so many births, searching for you, I filled my heart with pain and hurt. It blocked my heart. I want to come to you, but sometimes I'm stuck. I'm blocked. The ultimate wisdom, the ultimate courage, is to sit in front of Baba with the right to feel absolutely loved. Just visualize yourself in front of Baba as he radiates divine love. And feel it flowing into the core of my being. Thank you. And if I block it anywhere, just let go. Nothing will make me healthier than this love. This is the highest union of the human soul. The union of love and belonging with Baba. Just feel this love. Let it into the core of your being. Love heals. Observe how you feel. So silent, so still. I feel I have everything. I need nothing or no one. This is the purity of deep silence, absorbed in one. Just hold this feeling, don't think too much. Don't let your mind wander. Just sit in this feeling of absolute love and belonging in silence. And from my place of silence, holding these feelings, let me step back into this world of sound. Are you feeling detached from this world around you in a sweet way? Not a forced way, but I'm present, but uninfluenced. From the silence of the heart, I move to the silence of the conscience. This is the noise of regret, guilt, and shame. Sometimes this can be the loudest noise of all. When I go against my truth, that is the greatest pain. But how can I heal this feeling? With complete honesty. Honesty has the power to resolve the regrets, but complete honesty. And let me sit in front of Baba. With an honest heart. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to justify anything. I don't have to deny anything. But be absolutely true in front of the one who is the truth. This quality of honesty resolves the accounts that may linger in the heart. Around purity, around mistakes, around conflict. Taking drishti from Baba in my self-respect, let it go. Let it go completely. And as you let it go, feel the silence returning. Promise my heart not to keep revisiting that which I've given. Just keep holding the feelings of silence. Keep a gentle and natural focus. And if the mind wanders, just gently reconnect with this sweetest of sweet feelings. just feel this silence permeating through my whole being. Silence in my sanskaras. As I go into the essence of soul consciousness, there's silence in the mind. As I allow myself to be absolutely loved by Baba, silence in the heart. But sometimes there are still undercurrents in my sanskaras. The unfinished business of my past. To recreate, to reconnect with my original set of sanskaras that are so pure and so clean. I, the child, the infinitesimal point, sit in front of Shiv Baba, also the infinitesimal point, I make my effort, but Baba is helping me too. I become so open that the silence from Baba begins to work on my sanskars. God's vibrations are like washing my subconscious. Feel yourself settling, resting, becoming so still. Only the odd thought emerges in the radar on my mind. I am just being. Being with Baba. Being with my original self. Being in silence. Me and Baba. the purity and silence of Baba's vibrations healing me. Feel the silence. Feel the silence. As I, the eternal, infinitesimal spark, radiate on the same frequency as Baba, this vibration radiates through my face, radiates through my drishti, radiates through my vibrations, radiates through my attitude of acceptance, giving feelings of belonging. Radiates through my behavior. Radiates through my actions. This is service. Just being. Service is just being. Each day, each morning, I need to fathom the depths of silence. To rebuild this power in the soul. As the chaos in the world grows, the upheaval grows. Our silence will grow. It's not difficult. It's recorded within me now. I have the blueprint of perfect silence within me now. I just have to use the right tools to access this feeling.